Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC, and as I mentioned a little while ago, we're now going to try an experiment, a kind of open source conversation starter. We want to pick a conversation topic generated by you, not by me. Just call in to suggest a conversation that you would like to hear on the air, preferably something you haven't heard before, or a conversation people aren't having enough in our society, in your opinion. 212-433-WNYC. It's an open source conversation starter at 212-433-9692. You can also post your ideas to our webpage at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Then at the end of the show today, we will pick one, and we will actually have that conversation as a call-in segment tomorrow, and we'll invite you back if we pick your conversation to help launch it. So do you have any ideas? 212-433-WNYC. Here's one way to come up with a good one. Just ask yourself, what's the most interesting conversation you've actually had with people recently? Who was it with? How did it start? What was surprising about it? It could be a conversation about the nature of our culture today. It could be a conversation about an article you read. It could be a conversation about something in the news, of course. It could be a conversation about something more personal to the way people live. It could be a conversation that you just haven't heard in the media and you think we should be having. So it's an open source conversation starter, a call-in for your call-in ideas, 212-433-WNYC. And we're just curious about those good conversations you're having out there in the real non-media world. 212-433-9692, or post them to our webpage at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We'll take your calls with the greatest conversation you've had in recent times and one you think we should have on this show tomorrow in a minute. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we'll take your calls with the most interesting conversation you've actually had with people recently, or anything else that you think would make a good conversation on this show tomorrow. It's an open source conversation starter at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Our lines are full for the moment. We'll start with Troy in the Bronx. Hi, Troy. You're on WNYC.
Hello, Brian. Love your show. Always been a fan and will be. My question, if you were God, Brian, and you gave me an opportunity to ask one question, it would be, why is the art market still reluctant to embrace more artists? Why are the art districts and galleries around 10th, 11th, and 12th, and 24th to 26th, the institutions of art, the various places where art is marketed, art dealers in particular, they seem to still go after the same demographic, white males who come from elite backgrounds. Our schools are training artists. We are encouraging artists. We're encouraging communities to embrace art. But yet the market is still high-end, still is not democratic, and has an elitist feel to it. Mm-hmm. Even when Warhol was alive, we at least embraced all kinds of art. At least then we were able to go to different shows and not have to worry about who's going to sell what so much. Now it's gotten to even be more exclusive.
Thank you so much. And we'll leave that there as a possible conversation starter. And we'll go on to Mike in New Jersey. Where in New Jersey are you?
Keyport.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I wanted to suggest that with the rise of the popularity of the different synthetic marijuanas out there, that if the government doesn't want to legalize actual marijuana, maybe they can work in conjunction with those companies to come up with a formulation that they feel okay with, and that would eliminate all the illegal drug trade, eliminate the Mexican mafia, because it's been proven that the majority of people, if it's accessible, that they can get that legally and simply, they do.
The conversation, I guess, would be about legalizing marijuana in general, Does synthetic marijuana have the same effects as naturally grown?
Well, the issue with those, the well-made formulas are similar enough that majority of people that enjoy it would switch over.
But if the government wasn't more afraid of the effects of widespread marijuana use than of the drug trade, then they would just legalize regular marijuana, wouldn't they?
Well, but they don't seem to want to,
right,
for whatever reason. You know, I mean, realistically, same as during Prohibition, the only reason why Al Capone was able to make a living smuggling alcohol,
right,
was illegal.
But I'm just trying to get how synthetic marijuana changes the conversation.
Well, because if there was a formulation that could be made by a legitimate medical facility within the U.S., and they were able to distribute that within the U.S., then and people were switching to that, that eliminates the illegal drug trade.
Right. Interesting. All right, Mike, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much. Craig in Brooklyn, what's your conversation starter? What's your topic?
Well, it's income inequality, and I had an argument with a guy. Well, not an argument. It was civil, nice conversation with a guy. We were talking about income inequality from the point of view being that it dawned on me when I had this conversation that whenever you hear about income inequality in the mass media, it's always from one side. It's either from the left or the right, and never back and forth. But I tend to be suspicious of income inequality because let that Supreme Court case show that whose name escapes me right now, where you can contribute to corporations as much as you want and it not. And like you were an individual, well, one thing about income inequality when wealth is concentrated at the top is that you get to influence things. Well, what this guy was arguing was that income inequality is a good thing, that the society needs it, that the economy needs it, that it's a motivator, it stimulates innovation and creativity, that if there wasn't a way to reward people with for their ingenuity and their creative and scientific and athletic and creative pursuits, there would just be a blandness to the performance, and that wherever income inequality has been forced in other parts of the world, it usually leads to economic stagnation. But
Craig, this one's.
But I think that there need to be a policy, some sort of policy to blend those two together. Anyway.
Yes, thank you very much. And hang on, Craig. We want to get your contact just in case we use your idea for a conversation starter. But that's certainly one of the big conversations in our society, isn't it? Or one of the big conversations we need to have. Maybe that is the one we'll pick for tomorrow. We'll see. Virginia in Manhattan, what's your conversation starter? Hi.
Yes, hi. I had a conversation, a very lengthy one, yesterday and the day before, about hoarding and its prevalence in what seems to be, at least in my world, in older people, like over 50. And it is like everywhere. When I say everywhere, I mean everywhere. What? Everyone I know, in some way, is even a minor, you know, a small hoarder or a major hoarder. And
in a way that creates problems?
In a way that creates major problems. Problems of total disorganization, inability to, constant losing of keys. Mm-hmm. This is not in terms of like older people placing their keys somewhere and they forget it.
Right, you mean hoarding things, like stockpiling things they don't need. Hang on, Virginia, we're going to get your contact if you're willing to give it in case we want to make that our conversation. Alex in Manhattan, what's your topic? Hi, real quick.
Hi, I actually wanted to talk about the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, that President Obama signed on December 31st.
Which does what?
Part of it, one kind of a little detail they slipped in there, allows the indefinite detention of American citizens without charge or trial on suspicion of terrorism. And what the government considers to be suspect of terroristic activities is kind of broad and sweeping. You know, if you have more than 7 days worth of food in your house, you're up for considered to be a terrorist. And if they can just lock anybody away, nobody's really talking about it. It has been mentioned on the news.
All right. We're going to take your contact if you want to give it in case that's our conversation for tomorrow. I don't know if that 7 days of food thing is actually in the law. I hadn't heard that before, but we'll look into that. Brenda in Manhattan, what's your topic? Real quick.
The erosion between the public and private spaces that we seem to be experiencing.
Like what?
That, well, the idea of beyond cell phone usage in public and even grooming and eating in public spaces, what it really does to the individual to not have those definitive lines anymore between our public persona and our private persona.
Great, great one. Brenda, hang on. Bob in Rego Park, what's your topic? Hi.
How you doing, Brian? Continue to do a great job. My topic is, yesterday I had this fantastic conversation with a teenage friend of mine, and I'm 57 now. I knew him when I was 14. I hadn't spoken to him since he was 18, and now I'm 57. So it's 40 years. So it was a fascinating conversation to speak to someone who is no longer an adult, whose children go to Wesley College, to hear his whole life.
So the topic is...
Relating to each other, fascinating.
Seeing people who you haven't spoken to since you were young, that's the topic, right?
Right, exactly.
Thank you very much. Judith in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, what's your conversation starter?
I'm wondering why the general press doesn't cover our political prisoners who have been behind bars beyond 30 years. People like Mumia Abu-Jamal, and Leonard Peltier, and the Move 8. I just don't understand why the television and the radio and the big newspapers
aren't more on that. Thank you very much, and hang on. And Jenny in the East Village, you're going to get the last one. What's a conversation you'd like to have or have been having?
In regards to art or music, my question is who is more right, the artist themselves, the historian, or the critic?
In terms of assessments of a work of art?
Exactly, or music, the musician himself.
Yes, Jenny, thank you very much. Hang on, we'll get your contact in case we use that one. And listeners, you can continue to post. Use our webpage for this. And after the show's over today, we'll pick out one of these conversations to actually have on the show as a call-in tomorrow. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show to post.